An Indian legend. Once there were six men from a village who were all born without sight. Since the men could not see the world for themselves, they had to use their imaginations to visualize what it was like. They also listened to the descriptions given to them by the people around them. Sometimes they argued among themselves, for example, about elephants and what they might look like. "I think elephants must be fierce, powerful and mean," said one of the men, since he had heard how elephants could trample a person to death. Another man agreed with him, as he had heard that elephants could trample down an entire forest in quick time. "That can't be right," said another of the men, since he knew that the Raja's daughter often travels through the village on an elephant. He had even heard the slow and gentle stomping of the elephant's feet. Surely the Raja would not allow his daughter to ride on a dangerous animal. The debate continued back and forth, with each man expressing his opinion. They all agreed on one thing, though, that if they were given a chance to touch and feel what it was like, then they would know better what an elephant was. One day, as they were engaged in yet another argument about elephants, a merchant happened to be passing through the village. The merchant overheard their debate and he interrupted them. "Excuse me," he said, "I couldn't help overhearing what you were talking about. You would like to touch an elephant so that you might have a better sense of what elephants are like? I happen to have my elephant in the village today. I invite all six of you to come and feel it for yourselves so that you might find out more about elephants. You will need to be quiet though, because he is having a nap." The six men accepted the invitation and they were directed to where the elephant stood as he napped. "Did you know that elephants can sleep while standing?" The first of the men stood in front of the elephant and felt the animal's pointed tusk. "This creature is as sharp and deadly as a spear," he whispered to himself. Another of the men, who also stood in front of the elephant, put his hand on the elephant's trunk, and he considered the elephant to be like a giant snake. The third man felt the elephant's giant ear, which twitched as it slept. Each time it moved, a gentle gust of air fanned the man. "I believe an elephant is like a huge fan for cooling people down in this humid, warm weather," he guessed. The fourth man touched the side of the elephant. "This elephant is smooth and solid like a wall," he thought to himself. "It must be very powerful." The fifth man reached out and touched one of the elephant's legs. Oh my," he thought. "This animal is like the trunk of a tree." The sixth man placed himself at the back of the elephant and he gave a tug on the elephant's long, rough tail. "I don't get it. This animal is nothing more than a piece of old rope," he sighed. The six men then walked away from where the elephant stood and gathered together to share their images of the elephant. "So," said the first man, "we finally know the truth. An elephant is like a sharp spear." "A sharp spear?" repeated the second blind man, sounding very doubtful. "You are wrong. An elephant is a giant snake." "You're both wrong," insisted the third man. "It's a giant fan." The other three men joined in with their observations. "It's so powerful," said one. "It's like a wall." "It's a tree with no leaves," interrupted another of the men. "It's a rope," proclaimed the last man. Their arguments continued and their shouts grew louder and louder. "Spear, snake, fan, wall, tree, rope." The merchant overheard their arguing interrupted them, and offered them some advice.